Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so hit me up, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, hey, you can always email a brother your questions, comments, and concerns. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Once again, email me your questions, comments, and concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you don't want to do that, you can social network with me. I'm sociable like that. You can ask to jump into the Facebook Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Also, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, I got you. I'm trying to reach out and touch you. You know, like they used to say, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Or I can just do the Donald Trump and reach out and grab. Anyway. Oh, man. I want to say welcome to the Attack of the Common Sense show. So there are some things that are just common sense, and I guess some people can see it and some people cannot. For example, I saw the Guinness Book of World Record holder. Her name is Ayanna Williams, and she held the record. Well, she holds the record for the longest fingernails, 18 feet. 10.9 inches. And I'm like, 18 foot nails, 10.9 inches. Like, and so the common sense person in me, and maybe I don't see it. And, you know, I asked my homies, I was like, hey, do you tell women? And you know, I'm gonna say this to black women. Who are these dudes that are telling you that those long, unnatural looking eyelashes and that eyeliner and those long nails is hot? Like, that make dudes wanna hit it. I mean, is there somebody that's telling you all that? Because I can tell you, we ain't even looking at that. I've had this conversation a few times. And I tell the ladies, a lot of times, when you're doing all that extra, most dudes are like, they're not looking at that. We don't even see it. I know, and maybe it's me and some of the dudes that I hang around, it just never comes up. Like, man, she had them immaculate nails, and she had those pretty flower print designs on her nails, and that put her over the top. Nope. What's on your feet? Nope. That's not what's happening. Now, there are people who have foot fetishes. No doubt. But I don't know too many of them cats. And maybe it's me. Maybe I run in a circle that's weird. Although I run in different circles. I used to run in the hardcore basketball circle, athletes, quote unquote athletes. And then I run in the nerd circles on the comic book circuit. Two totally different crowds. never comes up. I'm just saying, never comes up. Like, when I say never comes up, I mean absolutely, positively, never comes up. So, you know, I ask you and Ayanna Williams and the supporters of Ayanna Williams who have 18 foot 10.9 inch nails. When you're doing all that extra, I mean, is your dude or dudes that you're seeing, are they saying, yeah, that shit is cute? Because I don't know anybody that's saying it. But, hey, rock on. If you think that's what the fellas is trying to see, rock on. In the meantime, I think I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help you?
Greetings. Am I on right now?
Yes, you're live on the air. Did you want to just listen, or were you calling because you had a question or a comment?
I was just listening, but since you opened my line, I have a question for you, and I have a comment.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't hear a subject while I was listening, and I start smiling when you start talking about the eyeliner and the nails. That was so darling. I that was just refreshing to hear a man say that. You know what I'm saying? Because we hear so many negative things about how women portray themselves. And I just thought that was so cute. Now, what my question and comment to you, first I'm going to make my comment quickly, and then I have my question. And it's about an entirely different subject. It's about the Kanika Jenkins murder mystery, if you will. So I've been following it, and they had this black man come out today and say that he saw the footage and that she walked in the freezer herself. I find it very strange that they would show this man the footage but would not show her mama or her sister or her family. That's one thing. But okay. I listened to the sister carefully. The sister said the only thing that was in the freezer was her sister and a small knife. Now, when she said knife, that just sent out warning signs for me. I want to know how you feel about those findings. I want you to know, I don't care what black man they prop up to say that he saw the footage. If they did not show it to the family and the family's legal representation, it is not legitimate. I'm mindful of the business that hotel owner has been doing is very spooky and very scary. And this right here to me seems like it is the beginning of unraveling a deep, deep, dark program of capturing young black women and harvesting their organs. I'm just sorry. That's just, I'm being optimistic. And I believe that I am being fair in my assessment. Nothing disproves that. And having said that, I want to know what you think about them just arbitrarily getting someone to say he saw the footage, but they told the mother that they didn't have footage, that some of the cameras weren't working, and then eventually they told her they don't know if they'll be able to show her any footage at all. Now, I'm wondering, are we mindful of the day and age that we live in where technology can splice and cut and do things? And in fact, if they even have it, are people foolish enough just to take this man's word just because he's black? Somebody brought him from out of somewhere to say he saw footage. We have been fed images that these kids are bad thugs, that the kids in there raped her. And when you see the kids, you see that these are kids getting ready for college or doing something. These kids don't look like thugs.
Okay.
When you see the whole footage. So that's my question to you and my comment.
All right. Thank you for the call, and I will put you back on hold, and I will answer your question. First, as a conspiracy theorist myself, her being dead and allegedly organs being missing. I'm never shocked by that. I have always, and I am on the record the past few years, I look at jail as organ harvesting. There's a reason why they make them all take physicals and they do run all the tests on the inmates, because, you know, somebody could be a match for someone. And quite frankly, we know prisoners' lives are meaningless. Now, in case of this young lady, correspondingly, hey, you know, yeah, he could be a front for harvesting. And them showing the footage and trotting out a black man and not showing the footage to the parents or the representation for the parents, I mean, you know there's a cover up. And obviously, if it's an organ, an illegal organ transplanting station, you know they're higher up connected, and this is part of a cover up. They haven't concluded anything yet, so at this point, it's all speculation and conjecture. But I never believe the official story. But rest assured, I'm watching. And I definitely, once I've heard the majority of the facts that are put out there, I will speak on it. That I can promise you, because I too thought it was suspicious. And for that caller who just called, feel free to call back, and I will definitely answer your call. And I want to thank you, sister, for taking the time for calling and listening. And I hope I answered your question somewhat. Yeah, I don't believe it, and I don't think there's too many people who do believe that, yeah, she just went into the freezer by herself and just laid down there to die with a knife. It's like, yeah, that's going to happen. But I mean, we know we're in America. The common sense, and that's why this is the Attack of the Common Sense show. Common sense says for black folks, we know that our lives mean nothing, has meant nothing in America since the dawning of this country. And I'm always wondering why people are shocked by it. I'm never shocked by it. It's like, when has there not been a blatant disregard for our lives, our well-being? I mean, you know, there's the movement Black Lives Matter. I mean, the fact that, you know, people are mad at us because we just want to live. We just want to matter. And the outlash at the audacity that we have to want to matter and to be important as they are. It's not mind-boggling. It's really funny. It's sad but funny at the same time, because folks are mad at you because you feel like you're important too. And speaking of oh, my dumb ass of the week, I gotta go there real quick. All right, always gotta get that last one in there. It was my dumbass of the week is a man who posted a slaves for sale sign next to the Confederate flag to prove he's no racist. yeah, I said it. Richard Geisenheimer's house is where He posts a slaves for sale sign because he likes to post up a Confederate flag. And, you know, he said that he put the sign up along with his Confederate flag to show that he's no racist. You know, because he regularly flies his Confederate flag in front of his home in Missouri. And he says, as a result, many people have assumed that he is a white supremacist, and that makes him angry. So, he said, if people actually believe that a Confederate flag stands for slavery, well, I might as well be just as stupid as they are. And so, he flies the Confederate flag, which kind of does stand for slavery. It always has. But, yeah. he put slaves for sale sign up next to that flag. Yeah. He's like, I don't understand. People think I'm racist because I support racist cause. And that's not the case. You know, we're talking about people who just, I'm guessing that there's an interpretation of things. Like, well, hey, yes, the Confederacy, they supported slavery, but it was not about slavery. It was about Northern infringement on the rights of the slaveholders' rights to hold slaves. Hello, lady. Yeah, think about that for a second. You are not looking at the history for what it is. Like, hey, it's the Northerners, those damn Yankees. They were mad because the Southerners wanted the right to hold and have slaves. They shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Whew. On that note, man, I need to go on a break because common sense. I'm saying this is the Attack of the Common Sense show. Now, whether people believe in that or not, that's a whole nother story. On that note, I'm just going on break. This is Jay-Z, Family Feud.
My nigga got on. My nigga got all white, no socks. My nigga got that cocaine on today. That's how you feel. Turn my vote for. That's how you feel, Emery. Turn my vote for some more. Turn my vote for a girl. Turn the music up too. Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib, me and the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. The kid that used to pick bricks can't be pigeonholed. I've cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. We gon' reach a Billy first. I told my wife this freaking shit really worth. I'm through a lot. I run through a mall. Police home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. Old niggas, let's stop acting brand new. Like Tupac ain't having no ring too. Nobody wins when the family feuds, but my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? You know such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Fuck rap, crack cocaine, nah we did that. Black owned bang, 100% black owned champagne, and we merrily, merrily eating off these strains. Y'all still drinking Perrier Duet, but we ain't get through you yet, What's better than one billionaire, two? Especially from the same view as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm a little snicker rapping, but
That ain't even the state. That's like saying I'm the tallest midget. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get amen from the congregation? Can I get amen from the congregation? I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watch Godfather, I miss that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I miss the karma that came as a consequence. Niggas busting off from the curtains because she hurting. Kate losing the baby because their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed because we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole past is in danger to Mississippi. I was shopping in the mirror taking selfies. Howard Timmer, Bill Cosby supposed to help me. Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose in the family feud. What's better than one billionaire? Two? If I drink some beverage, I'll fuck that shit up. I need to stop.
People like Floyd Mayweather, and you know, I always ask this question, you know, and maybe it's not popular because some folks can be popular at a time, and they can be popular because they're winning, whatnot. You know, he's 50 and old, he's rich, he can that money, made $300 million, and you know. So people love him. I can't subscribe to a fan of a woman beater. I mean, but that's just me. We'll take that and we'll be separate with that. He did an interview with Hollywood Unlocked, and he opened up about his friendship with President Donald Trump. And, you know, not only talked about how, hey, if I want to, I can call him on my phone, which is some Supreme Coon shit. Things that Coon would say for $100, Alex, if I was playing Jeopardy. But not even going to talk about that. You know, he was talking about, you know, he was talking about how he was defending Trump's comments about women. See, the whole woman beater thing, no respect for women. You know, you women that love him, Floyd is the man. Yeah, he respects you so much, he says this. people don't, he said Trump's comments are how a real man talks. People don't like the truth, Mayweather said. He speaks like a real man spoke. Real men speak like, man, she had a fat ass, right? So he talking locker room talk, locker room talk. I'm the man, you know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed her by the pussy. And now, you know, I mean, as a guy, I've engaged in some locker room talk with dudes about women, and sometimes women about women. It happens, but you know, it maybe I'm taking it too far, but I'm like, this is Donald Trump, the dude who is out and out. I don't really like black people. I mean, he kind of said that, kind of alliterated toward it. And, you know, he say, you know, and Floyd goes on to say, in his extreme coonerage, this man didn't do nothing. Listen, if y'all didn't want the man in the White House, y'all should have voted the other way. It ain't like he went and robbed. He done his homework. He did what he had to do, and he got there. Of that, he's correct. But, you see, and I don't know how y'all feel about it. Maybe I feel a way that some of you do not feel. You know, I feel like when there's someone who is against people who look like me, I can't support that cat. And then when you get people who look like me, right, who doesn't like people who look like me, I'm like, can we be down with that person? Can we? I mean, yeah, Floyd's black, but yeah. But, you know, he's saying, Trump, he was just talking how real men talk. Because that's how real men talk. Yeah. So, yeah, men talk like that. But I'm not necessarily endorsing the guy who don't like people who look like me. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, we're talking about common sense stuff here, right? And so he comes out, and Trump came out and was like, yeah, you know what? You know, the recent Antifa violence it justifies his condemnation of both sides in Charlottesville. Now, I'm like, that makes no sense, because Antifa, I mean, you know, that's another group of white people. I mean, you know, it's another group of white people. If white people on one side is hating on white people on the other side, what they got to do with black folk? Nothing. We not even in that conversation. It's like, they want to fight, bam, y'all fight. I'm on the sidelines. I'm way on the sidelines, and I'm guessing the folks like me are on the sidelines. We got nothing to do with Antifa. Antifa, I mean, all the pictures I've seen of Antifa folks is bunch of white folks. Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna guess there may be one or two brainwashed black folks that is in Antifa, and they'll probably try to show them every time, like, oh, there's that one guy. He's in Antifa, and they'll show him, or at least, because you know they wear the mask, so they'll make sure they show the black arms. They'll show nothing else. Yeah, see, he's in Antifa. So it's a bunch of black people in Antifa. No. No, Antifa is a bunch of white people. I don't know. I mean, I've seen their quote-unquote platform, but I'm like, I don't give a shit. I mean, because if white people want to hate on other white people about whatever, fine, y'all duke it out, you know, punch each other in the face. I don't care. But the fact, you know, when he comes out and says, yeah, you know, and your president comes out and says, I think especially in the light of the advent of Antifa, if you look at what's going on there, you have some pretty bad dudes on the other side also. And essentially, that's what I said. I mean, okay. That still had nothing to do with a white racist coming out of nowhere trying to kill innocent people. That dude wasn't Antifa. That dude was just a white supremacist supporter. And he was supporting those white supremacists that were there talking about their free speech, you know. There's the common sense part. Like, there's the sign that was up at the baseball game. The sign. It was at the Boston Red Sox game last night, and it basically said racism is as American as baseball. You know, I read the articles and it was like white people were confused, like, man, what? It was unclear. What did they mean? And I'm sitting up there like, that shit was pretty clear. Racism is as American as baseball. It was like they wrote articles like, I just don't understand what they mean. Are they supporting racism? I mean, what are they saying? Like, you know, and it's funny, right? Because, you know, from this side of the aisle, it's like, yeah, racism is as American as baseball. What's confusing about it? It's a racist country. It's been racist since day one. It's in the Constitution. I mean, If we just go off the example, it's in the Constitution. I'm not even a real person. It takes me and my kid to be 1 1/5 of a person, if I'm doing the math correctly, because that makes us 6/5, which is 6. 5 goes into 6, 1 1/5 time, if we're doing the math correctly. For one, I mean, the date was supposed to be July the 2nd that the agreement was reached, and we were supposed to be celebrating, if you celebrate, on July 2nd. But those two extra days were put together to iron out the agreement because the slavery part had to be worked out. Slavery part. So that's how you got to July the 4th. National anthem, we're all talking about, everybody knows the guy who wrote it was a slaveholder, had the third verse, obey your masters. Forget all that, right? Just forget. Just okay, we're gonna forget that too. All right, so fought a whole war, you know, the whole Confederate flag thing. Southern states wanted to continue slavery. northern states is like, look, you don't need to do it. We can just oppress them but not call them slaves. Southern states were like, I don't understand that. Northern states had to beat them down to show them how to oppress black, and, well, I won't say oppress, because I'd be kinder and gentler, like George Bush was talking about, and say that they wanted to show how to take advantage of and underpay and overutilize the black and brown populations without saying slavery. So once the South was beaten down and defeated, they found out that, oh, we can just do Jim Crow. And it'd be the same thing. And the Northerners like, yeah, see? We were trying to tell y'all that. You ain't even got to go through all the abject slavery. You can just take advantage of them every generation. That's dumbasses. Anyway. So, I mean, we get past that. I mean, well, let's just forget that, too. Because with Jim Crow, the black codes, let's just forget that that happened. Right? And then we start talking about the police shootings of black folks since the dawn of whatever. You know, what Kaepernick was and still is protesting. Well, he doesn't have a chance to protest now because he doesn't have a job. But what a lot of the NFL players have been protesting. But they say he's not patriot. They're not patriotic now. Skewing the fact that the argument was about injustice toward black people, which we started off talking about as the young woman who called in speaking about the young lady who is involved in the cover-up, maybe Oregon death. We don't know yet. But just a basic general disregard of black life, period, point blank. That's that reality. We just throw that away, too. I mean, because basically, white people are confused at the fact that there are other white people who say, hey, you know, that's right. I mean, because the people that did that banner were white, which is why they're like, what, why? You know, because they're like, what, why are you calling, we're not racist. No, we're not. I don't understand. Which is why I call this show the Attack of the Common Sense Show, because common sense is just on call. Perfect example. South Park did an episode on their latest season opener where they were basically first they did a video game where as the white character it's easy. It's the easy level. The darker the character, the harder the level. So by the time you got to the black character, you were on the hardest level. People were like, why did they do that? Now, for some people who understand common sense, they're like, you don't get that? Kind of got it. But some folks didn't get it. And so basically they did the thing where white nationalists and the white people who forgive and like the white nationalists were bad people in South Park. And so I read this article. And the person who wrote the article, I ain't saying their name because they're irrelevant. But the point is, they're confused by the message. Like, okay, they're talking about the white supremacists and how dumb they are, and how they should be mad at the corporations who are still in their jobs. But, and I'll quote whoever this mother is, who says, South Park will always value funny moments over a serious message, and therefore any stand it takes is always going to be too clunky to resonate. It was real obvious to me, and I'm guessing it was real obvious to other folks. They were calling the supremacists dumb because they're attacking people who don't close any businesses, right? I mean, because basically what's happened in America, hello, Ann. What's happened in America is corporations close businesses. The poor people, poor white people, in those neighborhoods and those towns end up blaming the other poor people who do not look like them, black, brown people, because they're taking the jobs. But you can't take a job that you never like owned. And I mean, you know, if McDonald's is all that's left in the town after they've closed all the factories that you traditionally worked at, because corporations close those factories. Instead of blaming the corporation, you blame the people who are working their jobs making less than you. But hey, whatever, right? Because the critic didn't understand. He's like, I don't understand the point that South Park was trying to make. It just didn't make sense to me. It was really, really weird, right? Because they were talking about white people and the weird things that they do. And I'm like, well, yeah. Attacking the wrong person. The people who had nothing to do with the businesses that you worked at closing down. But you just throw that away. See, once again, that's common sense. We're going to throw that away. I'm going to go on break, though, while we're throwing it away. This is Chino XL. Water.
Chino! Chino!
Trash apparition. I'm hungrier than six out of a rigged James Baseman face. You don't compare to mine.
There is no reason for your existence whatsoever after Cheetah was there.
You see no chance to counterattack about your rap. I'll show you facts till you draw your own conclusions that you are whack. In this spiritual crisis, just bow down to the lyrical crisis. Making graven images of my likeness. Despite this, I'm on some Cypress. Nigga, be real, I have you on the wheel of fortune. Buying an eye right next to Bush with Bill. I drill any empty with my speech. Showing forward through the strongest like Mono Tyson beating down time.
Yeah.
What?
I'm like 15 minutes, well, not even 15 minutes away in the car, like 10 minutes away in the car. So I'm like, man, do I need to change the water filter that I already have on there and put a brand new one on there just in case? I mean, because what they said, and it's kind of funny, what they said was, hey, don't drink the water. Don't cook with the water. But you can take a bath and brush your teeth with the water. Now, because we talk about Flint, and we're still 3 years away from Flint being hooked up. So I guess I don't know how long that's going to take for it to get fixed here. They say it may be a pipe or whatnot. But yeah, it's all on the news. In Alameda Point, they asked the residents to avoid drinking that tap water for the next 2 days. Because apparently, here in the Bay Area, they can fix your tap water like that. Gonna get cleaned up, because they found that it was not fit to drink at a naval air station. You know how we support the troops, right? You know how we support the troops. You know how we feel about the national anthem, right? We just make sure we give them poison water too. So at the Alameda Naval Station, the water is contaminated. Now, the EB mud officials said that a possible cross-contamination between a portable water drinking line and a non-potable water line used for irrigation spurred city staff to issue the alert. The city made 10 portable showers available for affected residents because, you know, there ain't nothing like that portable shower showering outside with your people. Like, hey, I'm showering outside. The showers are located in the parking lot of the Alameda Fire Department Training Facility, 431 Stardust Place. Just in case you need a shower out there, you don't trust your water. 431 Stardust Place. They said that, you know, you should not be drinking tap water or cooking or bathing. They were told to avoid bodily contact until the EB mud is given the all clear. Then, yesterday, a day later, at 8:30, they said, hey, bodily contact is permitted. Okay. Yeah. So you can bathe and shower. Although drinking, cooking, or consuming with water was still not recommended. Now, maybe it's me, but I remember in school, and I'll do that again for y'all if you watch. I was in school, and we have pores. Y'all remember that, right? We have pores in our skin, which allows for water to seep in. So if they say no drinking, cooking, or consuming with the water, that's not recommended, but you can bathe and shower in it. Is that not the same thing? I mean, didn't people get lead poisoning from, like, showering, the water getting in their pores, whatnot? Just saying. Oh, man. Now, of course, got some Groundhog Day stuff here, too.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Oh, man. Here we go. You know, welfare fraud. We've heard about welfare fraud. It's talked about black community, and you remember during the Clinton years, we're gonna get rid of the welfare queens, and you know it was a big deal. Well, there's a in the state of New Jersey. Shout out to Mr. J. State of New Jersey, there is the Ocean County Recipient Volunteer Disclosure Program, which started Tuesday and will run for 3 months. And under this program, people would have to repay the benefits they received that they were not eligible for, plus a civil penalty. In addition, they would have to agree not to accept Medicaid benefits for 1 year, NBC reports. Those who meet all the requirements for the amnesty program will not be referred for prosecution, and Ocean County's prosecutor's office will not pursue charges against them. Currently, the program is open only to Ocean County residents who have received Medicaid benefits but are not already facing charges and have not already settled with the comptroller's office. So basically, they committed welfare fraud. They received benefits illegally, but instead of putting them in jail, Ocean County in New Jersey, the community of Lakewood, is being kinder and gentler. I'm not I'm not saying this because I'm trying to make a point about the racism, but it is a predominantly white suburb. And so they're being allowed to pay civil penalty and not accept Medicaid benefits for 1 year. That's pretty lenient. Now, remember how everybody was on the quote-unquote welfare queens, the people who were sitting around. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of them. But it seems rather weird that people who are doing the exact same thing, they committed welfare fraud, but they're allowed to just, hey, report it. Say, hey, you know what? I took the money. Pay a little small fine, because they didn't put the fine up there. What's the civil penalty? You know, probably not a lot, because they would put it up if it was a lot. You know, like something stupid like $25. And they're out. And they won't get charged for committing a crime. Yeah. Groundhog Day. Yeah. It's kind of fun. I mean, now, I talk about it. You know, I say this is the attack of the common sense show. Common sense says that this is a racist and unfair practice. Because if that is a black suburb or hood, as it's commonly called, they don't get a chance to report that they took the benefits. They just get taken to jail. But hey, you know. Oh man, I'd be remiss. If I didn't talk about my last dumbass of the week, Martin Shkreli. What did Martin Shkreli do? Martin Shkreli offered a bounty for Hillary Clinton's hair. Seems weird, right? Why would you offer a bounty for Hillary Clinton's hair? He thought it was funny. I'm like, you know, Bill is like, yo, Hillary, you want me to handle this mother? Hillary's probably like, nah, I got him, OG. I'm going to handle this. I mean, because these, you know, some of these folks who he said he's a supporter of Donald Trump, I don't think he understands that folks at that level are gangster. Clinton's is gangster. They forget that when the Clintons was coming up, all them people were disappearing, those whitewater people, they all died mysteriously of all kinds of ailments. It's like when you talk about people on this level of wealthy, rich, whatnot, and power, you don't even do jokes, because he's going to jail for that. He's going to jail for that. But just even saying, putting the bounty out on her. Sort of like Jemele Hill, who, you know, said what she said about Donald Trump. Jury's still out on that. We'll see what happens. But it's funny, the white people who said white people were racist, they're like, we don't understand. But Jemele Hill, they understood. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Drum production. I'm out. Two fingers all up in there.
is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from? Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.